We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We now talk to our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine. This report is brought to you by WOW Internet, TV, and phone. James is at the stadium where the Indians tonight will take on the Blue Jays in the first of a four-game set. James, over under 13,000 on the attendance tonight. What do you think?
Right at. You hit the nail on the head. Oh, real quick, before we get into the attendance. I'm a kid?
Yeah, I called you a kid.
I'm a kid. Come on, bull.
If you're under 30, I call you a kid.
That just makes you old.
I am old. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
I'm going to be 50
soon. If you're old, then I can be a kid.
How are you, Rapine? How old are you?
I'm 27.
You're a kid.
Except for Baskin and Phelps, everybody here is a kid to
me. 10 years younger than me. You're a kid.
10 years, yeah. You're 37?
This year,
you would never know it. I mean, he acts like he's 18, but...
Exactly. That's what I
feel like I'm 20, thanks to Affinity Whole Health.
That's right.
Shout out.
Get too,
I'm on the testosterone replacement plan.
That's what I should have said. I should have said I'm 42, and I'm on Affinity. And that's
true.
There you go. You got to get on
impressive. That was impressive. Anyway, so all right.
I'll take the under with 13,000.
You're going
it's cold.
Under of the 13,000. All right. Not a pleasant night at the stadium.
No.
What was the mood of the team? You know, I know you spoke with Greg Allen and they talked about, but is there any sense in the locker room at all of panic as how bad the offense has been in the first week?
No, I would say no, there isn't panic. They acknowledge that they've struggled. I mean, there's no other way around it. I mean, they're middle infielders. The question marks are three for 33 on the year. And more offs to Stamets and who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting one of them there.
But Brad Miller. Brad Miller.
Miller. Yeah, they're combined three for 33. So it's tough right now. But here's the thing. Is they're not going to hit, and you know this, Bulls. They're not going to continue to hit this poorly. So that'll turn around a bit. They have injuries, obviously. Today, Jason Kipnis said he's going to play for AAA Columbus tomorrow. So we'll have some guys coming back. But, yeah, I wouldn't say panic. But they certainly acknowledge that things haven't gone the way they had hoped.
Have we seen the end of Corey Kluber?
No, not at all. It was one start, Dustin. I know you're on the.
He's a little nutty.
Well, I mean, his ERA is over four since last June. So
I get it. No, I understand. It's fair to question him a little bit, but no, I think he's still
fine.
Still a high end.
Even though his velocity's down.
There's a reason that there are a bunch of teams interested in Corey Kluber, and they could trade him right now if they wanted to.
You think they will? You think they would trade him right now if they got the right offer?
Yeah, if they got the right offer, absolutely. I think that's the problem.
You never see a big trade in April, or rarely see a big trade in April.
No, because teams are trying to figure out what they are, and I don't think they would get that offer, and I think that's why he's still here. Honestly, otherwise,
I think they would have traded
in a different uniform.
James, they would have traded either Bauer or Kluber this offseason if they had gotten the offer they wanted.
No doubt.
Yeah, they would have traded one of them without
a reason. There's a reason we saw those reports. They were shopping them. They were open to dealing either one, but the offers weren't there, so they decided to hold on to them and make the move they made.
Right, and I can't see a team now all of a sudden a week into the season changing their mind that much.
No, well, because what's changed? Really?
Right.
I mean, nothing's really changed since, you know, a month ago for most of these teams.
And even like, you know, you look at a team like the Yankees, usually not afraid to spend, and they've got injuries all over the place, including their starting rotation. And, you know, not that the Indians are going to trade them to the Yankees, but that would be a freaking disaster.
Yeah, it sounds like having a heart attack listening to
But still, like the team you hear mentioned most, the Padres, like, yeah, I'm sure the Padres are still interested, but why all of a sudden in a week would the Padres up their offer? I don't see that.
No. Now, if at the All-Star break they think they're in it and they're starting pitcher
yes,
away,
then it could change.
Then maybe. Yep. So then maybe you could see someone overwhelm the Indians with an offer. Here is the problem, though, and to Dustin's point. What if Kluber struggles some? Well, what if he does have an ERA of 4.5 before the deadline? Then do the Indians come off of their offer or their asking price and lower their offer or asking price a little bit and then get the right offer.
I mean,
there's some scenarios where that could happen too.
Sure. I think it's unlikely that he would have that high an ERA, but if he did, in theory, sure, you'd be less likely to trade him. You'd be less likely to trade Bauer in that scenario. But I just think if they're a contender, as we assume they're going to be, I can't see them trading Bauer in the middle of the season. That kind of star-for-star player trade in the middle of the season between contending teams is very unusual.
It is, and that's exactly right. Yeah. And what would they be looking for? They'd be looking for starting outfield, bullpen help, plus minor league prospects. Well, if you're a contending team, you're willing to give up the prospects. You're not going to want to hurt your bullpen. You're not going to want to hurt
right.
your outfield. So that would be the match there. It's going to be hard for it to sync up, for it to happen before the All-Star break, even if there are teams willing to pay a lot for Kluber.
All right, so the Blue Jays have 5 hits in their last 63 at-bats. The Indians have a minor league lineup.
And the Indians have 5 hits all season.
Are we taking the under 6.5 runs tonight?
Yes, take the under, that's for sure. The Blue Jays, I think they lead, I want to say they still lead the league, and I know it's a small sample size, in strikeouts. And the Indians have a bunch of strikeouts. So expect to see some strikeouts tonight here at Progressive Field.
Well, you look at the Blue Jays lineup, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, their 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9 hitters are all rookies still. I think I'm not sure if Drury is still a rookie technically, but Tellez, Jansen, McKinney, Gurriel, and Brito are all rookies. And they just got Brito from... he was in Arizona, and then he was in San Diego for 2 days. So the only veterans are Smoke, who's not that good anymore. Galvis, who's not a big hitter, and Grichuk, who's okay, but that's it.
And they have to deal with Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, right.
Looked amazing in his last start, and I get it. You know, Corey Kluber looked great in his first start, struggled yesterday, but I don't expect to see the same from Bauer today. Yeah, that's a tough ask for Toronto.
You know, we are hopeful that the Indians lineup will approve, and obviously, but they need reinforcements. Like,
mm-hmm.
down deep, Chernoff and Antonetti, they know that they're not fielding a true major league lineup. Like, Brad Miller, Miller, Allen, Perez, Naquin, Stamets, none of those guys should be, at this point, should be they're at best bench players. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms
of
offense, I mean, Perez obviously is a great defensive catcher, but...
And I think what they would argue is, all right, well, let's wait and see, because obviously, Lindor is going to come back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kipnis coming back here probably within the next week or so. Gonzalez has an opt-out date of April 20th, so he'll either be up here or gone over the next few weeks.
You think we'll see both Kipnis and Cargo by next weekend?
I would say yes to Kipnis, barring a setback. And Cargo, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked at all, especially if they continue to trend this way, and there's only one guy who's hit a home run right now, which is Hanley Ramirez. By the way, he has the night off. They could use some power. Cargo has to have something left, right? So I wouldn't be shocked if he's up here by next weekend.
We're talking with James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. Yeah, I mean, I know Cargo didn't really have spring training, but if he gets off to a hot start in Columbus, like let's say the first 3 games, he's, 5 for 12. I'd call him up in 3 days because if he starts off, he might just be cold because he and not do anything. But if he looks ready, it's not like he's injured. Like with Kipnis, it's an injury. You don't want to rush it. Lindor, it's an injury. Cargo, it's just, is he rusty? But he's a veteran player. If he has his stroke going, I'd give him 3 days down in Columbus. And by Sunday, Monday, if he's playing well, I'm calling him up.
I totally would, too. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He's got to be better than what you have.
No doubt.
BBH, he can play either corner outfield position. He's a former Gold Glover, and while he's still not that, I think he's something. And here's the other thing with that signing that I think was just overlooked. It was the time of year that it happened. If it would have happened 3 months ago, do you think some people would have been like, okay, well, that's part of the solution in the outfield? I think so. I think people, and I know he struggled in the advanced metrics last year, were especially at Coors Field, didn't necessarily reflect well on Cargo. But I think he has something left. I think he can bring something to that lineup. So I'm with you. I think if he shows he's good to go, bring him up as soon as you can.
We've been saying, Dustin, if they had just signed Brantley and kept Gomes. I'll give you even less than that, spending less money. If they had just kept Gomes and signed Adam Jones, even, who's not as good as Brantley. But if you just had, like, even though there's flaws there, certainly, with Jones and Cargo, especially defensively, but if you had Cargo and Jones as your corner outfielders, even with their limitations defensively and slippage, you still would have had at least a representative out major league outfield.
I just looked this up. I'm glad you brought up Adam Jones.
Yeah.
Guess how many home runs he has, Bull?
This year?
Three.
This year he has three.
Yeah.
The Indians as a ball club have two. So yeah, I'm with you. He would have brought something for sure. A motivated veteran who's eager to show he's still got something left. They can be dangerous. He's shown in Arizona.
You think Lindor will be back by May?
Oh, I would say earliest, late April, early May, and I would trend towards early May to mid-May. Because
I wouldn't rush him back, James.
I agree. I agree with you. I mean, ankle sprains, especially if you send him to a specialist, they got to think that this is serious, right? They got to think that it's that he stretched those ligaments in that ankle. So why not take it slow? And he's got to trust it. That's the thing with a sprain like that is you might be walking fine, and then you push off, and all of a sudden you re-aggravate it. So it's going to be really easy to re-aggravate something like that, especially with someone as aggressive and athletic as Lindor.
The Blue Jays, by the way, scratched Justin Smoke tonight, so now they're down. I mean, the combined lineups of these two teams are pretty hideous. I mean,
so you're saying it's going to be a quick one? Okay with that.
Who's their best hitter? Their best hitter is Randall Grichuk.
That might be true.
I mean, I know Jansen is a good prospect, but and so is Tellez, but like they're as bad as the Indians lineup is, the Blue Jays might be worse.
Well, they don't have Jose Ramirez, so
they don't.
They don't have Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I mean Santana's better than Grichuk.
Yeah. So
at least better
he's
getting
playing,
on base.
He's playing well right now.
Yeah. James
Socrates Brito.
Who they just acquired. They just Alan Hansen and Socrates Brito, who are in the lineup, were basically just acquired off waivers in the last week.
How about Rowdy Tellez?
He's a good prospect. It's a cool name, right?
Rowdy.
That's a good name.
Good name.
Yeah, I know. Billy.
When the best thing you can say is they have cool names,
yeah,
that's how you know.
I mean, Billy McKinney, who started in left field, has been traded four times even before he went to the majors. So he was on the A's. He was traded from the A's to the Cubs in the Samardzija deal. He was traded from the Cubs to the Yankees in the Aroldis Chapman deal. He was traded from the Yankees to the Blue Jays in the – I don't remember what deal. I don't remember he got to the Blue Jays. He might have gone somewhere else in between. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, James, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.